This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck 4
and it was
2
on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
Hugh Joseph and Doc Brown on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Doc Brown, we all know he's a comedian, a rapper, an actor. He's a fine actor as well. Do an impersonation of anyone you want, Doc Brown. Anyone at all.
G'day.
Wow. That was good.
That was an Australian.
You're really good.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
Do another impersonation.
G'day. That was from someone from South Australia.
I don't know.
I'm not good at impressions.
Doc Brown is away again today, as we said last week. But we've got the wonderful Robbie Knox filling in today.
Hello, thank you for having me here. So far, it is the best day of my life.
Really?
Yep.
Why? Really?
Yeah. Just since I got here, everyone's been nice. Got given some water.
Did you get some water? Paper. Did you need anything else? You can have a coffee if you want.
No, I don't want to. Don't take the piss.
You got some water and some paper.
Water, paper,
but no.
Like notes and stuff from what's in the show. It's like I've got sort of secret information.
Well, because we've crossed paths quite a few times before. Because you work with on the Jackmate show as well. You're quite often appearing on that.
I pop down.
And you're saying that you guys don't even get paper.
We don't get paper. The production on it is a joke. It's embarrassing.
Oh, that's terrible.
This is much better. I feel like I've looked through a window now, and I can never go back to my old life.
I don't think you should. I think you should get out and run. Yeah. But I think it is nice just having paper when you're sitting at a desk, because you just, regardless of how you're feeling, if you just
like a newsreader,
if you just do that a little bit, all of a sudden you're like, do you know what? Yeah, I am really professional.
I feel quite good right now.
You feel really good right now. Feels like growing up.
I feel that you're quite high energy and. Dynamic, and I think I sound quite monotone in comparison.
Really?
I think I might bring it down a bit.
It's all about balance, baby.
Is it?
It's all about balance.
All right, okay.
You know, it will be Paula Abdul and the cartoon
and the cat. MC Scat.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Opposites attract.
Look
at us. Probably making love with it. What? I mean, no.
Who said that? Yep.
No. Robbie Knox, it's so great to have you on the show. We are going to have some of the. We didn't do this last week because Doc was away. We didn't have our rap about anything segment, but we've got a little bit of a surprise guest doing rap about anything for today, which will be. We will reveal after 5 p.m., but we're pretty excited about this. All we can say is friend of the show.
Ooh.
If you do quite often listen to the Tuesday Roundup, then you will definitely know who this character is.
Is it Barack Obama?
It might be.
Ooh.
I'm going to say might be. He's going to battle Donald Trump. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be
good.
Amazing. So we will have that. And coming up next, we do want to jump into No They Didn't, our regular segment, which is porn related today. We will find you what people have been doing to make us scratch our heads. First things first, though. I want to find out a bit more about Robbie Knox.
Oh.
Because we've only really crossed paths here at FUBAR a few times.
Yeah, mostly out in that little room out there, whatever you call that room. Control room?
Control studio room?
Yeah.
No, this is the studio room, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I've literally been here like 10 times in this building.
Is it on the paper? If it's not on the paper, we don't know what it is.
There's nothing on the paper. Next word on the paper I can see is Europorn.
Europorn, yeah, I know. I can't wait to get into that. But that's not just yet.
I don't want to get. Sorry, I went ahead of myself.
We're talking about porn. Robbie Knox, how many people have you slept with in your life?
I don't know. I'm going to say between 20 and 30.
Wow, that's a lot.
I don't know. Is it?
It's far too much.
Is it?
Far too much. All right, what about...
That was a guess. It might be two.
It might be two. I'm just really shit at math.
It might be myself.
I'm really bad at math.
Yeah.
All right, well, have you ever been in a street fight?
A street fight? No.
No.
Never had a fight at all, apart from like with my brother, some kind of things. I like these questions, by the way. They're excellent. Yeah.
I'm just trying to find out a bit more about you.
God, I don't know what's coming next.
Have you ever stolen anything?
No.
No?
Apart from hearts.
Have you really?
No, not
two
really.
Hearts? Or
no,
possibly hearts. 20 to 30?
20 to 30 hearts. No, I don't think I've ever stolen anything. I'm quite boring.
Yeah?
Yeah, really boring.
How many pairs of shoes do you have?
I have three pairs of shoes. No, that was a lie. I've got two pairs of shoes. Only one of them's really fully functioning. We're talking shoes as in like sort of leather shoes rather than trainers and stuff.
No, trainers included, for sure.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. In that case, I'm going to say about eight, but only three in regular rotation, and the others I probably should throw out.
Yeah, that's fair enough. What about your favourite item of clothing that you have?
I got a t-shirt with lollipops on, ice lollies.
Really?
Quite like that.
Ice lollies.
Yeah, I quite like this jumper.
That's nice. Yeah. Yeah.
It's all right, isn't it?
But you don't,
what's,
you sound pretty...
what's your favourite item of clothing? I feel I'm not really... it's a bit one-sided, this conversation. I'm not really being very polite by asking about yourself.
That was my next question, was have you always been this rude?
No, I have.
I don't know. What is my favourite item of clothing? I think it would probably be... I've got like a vest.
Mm-hmm.
Like a, well, in a singlet, or I think maybe, do you call them a, like a wife beater over here, which is a terrible, a terrible term.
A vest. Yeah.
I've got this vest, and I've literally, it's quite disgusting now, but it's a grey vest that I've had for something like 12 years.
Yeah.
And I know that's really bad, and I do quite often like to wear brand new clothes when I can.
No, well, it sounds like you definitely don't.
But I really love this vest. It's like sometimes I wear this vest when I go out, and it makes, or sometimes I feel like I'll wear it when I'm at home, like as pyjamas.
Is it your all-time favourite item of clothing?
I think it might be up there.
I had, when I was at university, I had a t-shirt. It was like a sort of camouflage t-shirt. It was like, you know, that Airtex material. It had like little holes in, sort of thing.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm in a gay club. I really like that at the time.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. It was good. So that's one of my all-time favourites. I've got a box in my loft that's marked historically important clothing I can hand down to future generations.
Oh, wow. Is it like a hypercolour t-shirt or something?
It's stuff like things I've really enjoyed and don't want to throw out but no longer are in fashion or appropriate.
Oh.
And like band t-shirts as well. There's a few like things like that. Maybe they don't fit. There's a variety of reasons that something can get in the box.
But they're there. Doesn't mean they should be tossed away.
I feel I've taken over your quickfire questions by going on.
No, no, no. Well, I wanted to get to know you more because I don't know too much. We haven't really had the chance to just sit down and chat.
No, it's lovely. Yeah.
It's
and why? What better time than now?
Perfect, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, and last question that I wanted to know is is it nice to be here? Are you excited?
It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
You're right. You're not, don't feel weird about anything.
No. Why? What's going to happen?
Everything all right?
Oh God, now I do.
Anything. We may or may not have some surprises.
Oh God, what's going
to
happen?
Well, I don't know. We like to, I don't know. It's your first time doing the show here. We did like to do something a bit weird.
All right, I'm ready.
All right. But first, we don't want to kick off with weird.
Oh, phew.
Not at all. So we're going to talk about Europorn up next.
Going to be sick.
All right, you're on FUBAR. Here's some Kendrick. It's the Tuesday Roundup. FUBAR has to fight, nigga. Nights in my prayers. You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph, and we got Robbie Knox filling in for Doc Brown today. Have you like Doc Brown? Are you a actor, comedian, or rapper?
I am. I would say none of them.
No. What would you describe yourself as, Robbie?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just someone who sits around the house and waits to die, basically.
Oh,
just
really?
Just kind of killing time and taking the ball to the corners of the football pitch of life and really running down the clock.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, wonderful to have you in
before you do cark it. Fingers crossed it'll be soon.
Absolutely not. All right, is that part of the show for... Oh, no. Yo. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, they didn't. So someone around the world was always doing something to make us scratch our heads and go, can't believe that you did that. That's what this segment is all about. Now, this is a pretty interesting one. Are you a big porn? Are you a big porn guy?
Define big.
Well, I mean, do you watch a lot of porn?
Define a lot. I don't know. I wouldn't say an unhealthy amount, but I
yeah.
Enjoy.
Not like addicted to it, I guess.
No, I wouldn't. Define addicted.
Well,
We've
been on air for 11 minutes. Have you watched any in the last 11 minutes?
A little bit. No, I haven't. No, but I probably will in the next 11. Yourself? Do you enjoy porn?
Yeah. Look, you know, I wouldn't say I was a massive porn guy, but yeah, I have seen. You know, I've seen enough porn, and I still watch a bit of porn from time to time. And you know, I've been in relationships before where the girl, when we watch porn together and all stuff like that. So I don't think there's anything necessarily weird about it or whatever.
Yeah, you got to be watching careful. If that suggests you got to be careful what you go for though, like what type of thing you don't want to go.
No.
Too niche, don't think.
But I mean, I think it is quite funny as well when they do put, say, production value and stuff.
Yeah.
When they try to implement it into porn and they might have some sort of elaborate sort of setup or something like that, and then just goes into two people rooting.
In the olden days,
else is out the window.
In the olden days, before the internet was video and the internet was good, I remember buying a DVD of an adult DVD. Yeah, I know.
Throwback.
And at the beginning of it had a little thing that It was sort of early 2000s, I guess, and it had a little thing, like a picture of the American flag, just before the film started, and it said something like...
To listen to more of this episode, and to catch up on all of our shows, go to FUBARradio.com.